I speak of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever looked at the word partner in the Oxford English Dictionary? No? Anybody? Nobody? Well, this is what Paul writing to Philemon. So if you think of me as your partner, the word partner has got all kind of connotations these days. I'm mindful of it. Welcome him back just as you would welcome me. I must say, my brothers and sisters, I'm very nervous this morning, but we have to get on. I looked at the word diplomacy. One of the things that my rector, when I was a curate, told me, Rajinder, you don't have any kind of diplomacy. You call a spade a spade and be shovel. That was a long time ago. In my second curacy rather, I was very, very green then. And since then, what Peter said to me, Peter Knott, I've tried my best to be diplomatic, but not, to be honestly, not succeeded very much. I have ruffled too many feathers of various people in my lifetime. Oxford English Dictionary, I looked up the word partner, says this: it is management, skills in management, international relations, adroitness in public relations, and above all, tact. Those are the words that I used in the dictionary by the pundits of that. Management, skills in management, international relations, etc. Paul had a difficult pastoral situation in hand. He had got very attached to Onesimus, a runaway slave of Philemon. I had the privilege of visiting West Indies many a time and reading some of the books on black theology and other things. And the whole history of the empire is just riddled with cruelty between the master and the slave. And I'm sure you all know about it as well to some degree. I've seen it at my first hands in Barbados, in Trinidad, and other parts of Africa when I have traveled. The relationship between a slave and a master was a complete of animosity to some degree and breakdown. There was some affection, but on the whole, it was a very, very tricky situation. Now, Onesimus had run away. And the fate of a runaway prisoner would be, if he was caught, straight slung under a tree. No mercy. Sure death. Onesimus had run away. And now, far away, somehow has got contact with Paul and has become a Christian. While at other travels of Paul, Philemon had also met him and had become, from a Greek person, to be also a Christian. Now they were now triangles, so to speak, together. Same Lord, shared with Paul, and wondered at the same table to have supper together. Not the Eucharist, but the supper together. They broke bread together, says Acts 2:40. Philemon was a prominent man at the same time in Colossae. And Paul had been able to persuade, at last, with great effort, Onesimus, the slave, to return to his master. Now that would be unthinkable of those times, as well as just 200, 300 years ago in our lifetime, so to speak. How's it going to turn out? Will it work? I will be futile exercise after all, and that punishment will be slung after all. Paul had to use all his diplomacy that had twofold task. First, and more foremost, my brothers and sisters, the fireman, the master, does not lose face to the slave. Otherwise, he'll be a softer, every slave will run away, and that will be the end of his, all what is achieved. And secondly, on the other side of the coin, Onesimus does not come to any harm, which was equally important. Paul's language is a delicious letter. If you read it again, go home and read it. It's one of the shortest books in the, you know, it's only 21 verses. Read it, please. His language is absolutely pure, what call I call, pudding, not the main course. And then you're just having the last doses of cream. It's just absolutely delicious. And his choice of words are brilliant. First, now, if you look at the content of that letter, first he claims close relationship with both Onesimus as well as the family. Relationships are important. That is what human beings are about. We have relationships of one kind or another. And even in this room, with all of you present here, you all know each other. I'm being granted by certificate, you know each other. But we have a relationship of some kind or another, all of us. Between children, between husband and wife, friends, acquaintance, colleagues, whatever it is. Whole life, human life, is about relationship. And Paul claims that relationship. Then secondly, Paul uses the word affection, enormous affection. Read the letter. The word that he uses are full of close relationship. Of, if I hurt you, it would be like I'm hurting myself. Then he uses very human terms of being a father. You are my sons, he says to both of them. Now my hobby is to make furniture, repair old furniture. I'm attached to them, but I've got two daughters and I'm father to those two daughters. I love my furniture that I've repaired, and the house is full of junk. But at the same time, the relationship between a parent and a child is unique. You can never, never, never divorce your child, can you? Whatever happens, you can never divorce your child. My daughter is traveling in China just now, all alone. She's 37, and I'm still worried about her. She's alone. She's traveling alone. She's very mature and everything. But the relationship between a parent and the child is unique. And that is what is important about our Christian faith. I get very cross with people when they deny the fatherhood of God. God, our creator. I create a furniture, so what? It can be burned. But relationship is of the father and children. That is what Christian faith is about. And when feminist theologians want to bring God as a creator, there's a world of difference between the creator and the parent. World of difference. So Paul uses the word son, of being a father, a spiritual father in this case, of course, to both Onesimus as well as Philemon. Then he goes on to say, if I borrow money from the bank these days, the child will have a lot of interest, but if I deposit any money in England, it's 0.25%. He's talking about debt. It is a personal debt to him, therefore, that Paul, that Philemon accept what he's asking for as a personal favor to Paul. And then finally, he talks about partnership. In partnership, there's equality. That's what it is about. So he can use a lot of human terms to come somehow persuade Philemon, who is not very sure about how he'll react with the return of a slave. All these things which are so very human. And we find that Paul is doing relationship, affection, son, personal, as well as partnership. I noticed three important factors, therefore, in that letter, which are so important in all our human life. Paul, first, is very careful, very caring about both the men. First is care. Second is his concern for both the men and the relationship with each other. Thirdly, he's talking about compassion. Have compassion. And that is important about Christian faith, which I find sometimes missing in other faiths. I've been having a study of it. Care, concern, and compassion. How important they are, my brothers and sisters, are about our humanity. That we care for each other, that we are concerned for each other, and that we have compassion for each other. And therefore we are reminded of the ministry of our Lord, about the incidents in his life, and I can give plenty more, and you know that better than I do, but I give just three just now. The prodigal son, the widow's son who had died, and the feeding of the 5,000. Our Lord had compassion on them. He would not let them go home hungry. He had compassion for them. And asked the disciples, what are you doing? You're going to feed 5,000. And he got on. So care, concern, and compassion. And finally, I'm nearly finished. In case you were, lunch was getting cold. Lastly, is the question of costliness. It cost Paul a lot. The gospel reading is about costliness. That's what the building of a tower or whatever it is, if you have to be very sure that what is going to cost you. What is it going to cost you? It cost God to send his son to die on the cross so that all those things of care, concern, and compassion could be brought together on that cross. Think about the cross. The costliness to God, in his son Jesus Christ. You and I are not told, like so many case studies, what the end was, between whether Onesimus was really received by Philemon or not, and how did it work out. You and I can speculate as much as we like, but I'm sure it turned out right. But his letter is a jewel in the crown, so to speak. And no wonder the fathers decided to place it in the canon of the New Testament. It shows what Christian gospel is about. And it's one of the most precious books in the Bible, in the New Testament, despite its shortness. If you think of me as your partner, welcome him back just as you would welcome me. It becomes very personal and very costly. May God give us the grace to be caring, to be concerned, to have compassion. And even at that, at the costliness of it, and not be shortchanging those who need our care, concern, and compassion. Amen.